it's the largest loss of Alabama blood since Gettysburg that took place at Craw Rouge Farm, which is one of the episodes that I recorded in the book, one of the war stories. It's a series of terrific war stories. I mean, you begin with all of that basic training here in Montgomery, and then 1917, and made a part of the Rainbow Division. It was the Alabama 167th Infantry Regiment was created and sent to Long Island and melded into the Rainbow Division. But it was very early into the war.
Okay.
In Europe.
And they played a pretty huge role towards the end of the war, as I understand.
They absolutely did, but in the winter of 1917-1918, there were only four combat-ready divisions in Europe of the American Expeditionary Forces, and the Alabama Regiment was one of them. So it got into the war early, as the American troops did, and then it stayed there and was in a definitive battle, culminated on October 16th of 1918. So that was pretty much broke the Hindenburg line at a critical place, and the Germans then entered into negotiations for the armistice, which took place less than a month later.
Now, I was told, do I have this correct, that a family member of yours, so your father, I think it was a part of the group?
Yes, my father was volunteered for the unit in 1916. He was 19, so he was in it all the way through. He missed only one battle. He missed the Heights of the Ark because he'd stopped two bullets at Craw Rouge Farm and was in the hospital. So he was in every operation they had except one when he was in the hospital.
Oh, okay. And did he talk to you about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot. You know, I mean, those guys were unique. He was from Greenville, Butler County, and about 30 men from Butler County went into that unit. So they were all friends for life, and when I was a child, they're the ones I would see hanging out with the old man, and it was a unique camaraderie that existed between them, and they would discuss it.
The book title, Send the Alabamians, is taken from someone's quote, Edward Plummer. Could you tell me a little bit about that and where it originated?
Yeah, Brigadier General Edward Plummer was a regular Army officer. He was responsible for getting these Alabama rednecks trained, and they were pretty wild guys. All of them were small town or country boys, and many of them were not that well educated. They were a rambunctious group of guys, and they were away from home, and none of them had ever been out of the state before, and so he was always having disciplinary problems with them. And they were damn good soldiers, and he recognized that, and he said, in time of war, send me all the Alabamians you can get, but in time of peace, for Lord's sake, send them to somebody else. So that's where it came from.
And I'm sure that was sort of a point of pride almost for those guys, I'm
guessing. Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were extremely proud people. To begin with, they were Alabamians and were kind of looked down on, and they were constantly getting in fights with the other groups. But when they got to Europe and got engaged in real war, then everybody was extremely appreciative of them.
Do you feel now, after the very extreme battle that they had towards the end of the war, do you think that they get the recognition that they deserve?
They were in the Rainbow Division, which had four regiments, and one of them was the New York Regiment. And the New York Times was constantly with them. No newspaper ever, there's no record of any newspaper from Alabama or any senior politician from Alabama even visiting them when they were in Europe. So they were constantly a little bit paranoid. I mean, they were in the tough fighting, and the French loved them because they would fight. I mean, everybody was perfectly happy to call on the Alabamians when it came time to get somebody shot at. But they were not given any recognition. And then these big battles, like that thing at Craw Rouge Farm, it was fought on July 26. Well, it was a month later before any real news of it trickled back here to Alabama. So they knew they were doing great work, but they also felt unappreciated. This regiment had 73% of the state's dead in that war. This regiment was the icon for the Alabama effort in World War I.